There are seasons when the inner conversation feels unusually heavy. A person may wake up thinking, I cannot face another day. Another person may repeatedly tell themselves, nothing will ever change. Someone else may quietly believe, I am a burden. Everyone would be better without me. These inward sentences can feel convincing because they are connected to real sadness, exhaustion, disappointment, grief, loneliness, or depression. Christian resilience does not begin by pretending these feelings are not real. It begins by bringing the whole experience into the presence of God. The Bible gives us language for heavy seasons. The writers of the Psalms spoke openly about sorrow, tears, fear, isolation, and discouragement. Psalm 42 asks, "Why are you in despair, my soul? Why are you disturbed within me?" Notice what the psalmist is doing. He is speaking to his own soul before God. He does not deny his despair. He notices it, names it, and welcomes God's truth into the conversation. You can practice this same movement. Pause before automatically agreeing with every heavy thought. Notice the sentence running through your mind. Name the experience without condemning yourself. You might say, this is a heavy morning. This is discouragement. This is grief. This is a depression-related thought. This is not the whole truth about my life. Your feelings are real, but they are not your Lord. Your thoughts may be loud, but they are not always accurate. A heavy season may tell you that God has abandoned you. Scripture reminds you that the Lord is near to the brokenhearted. A heavy season may tell you that nothing matters. Scripture reminds you that your life is known and held by God. A heavy season may tell you that you must solve everything today. Grace invites you to take one faithful step. That step might be getting out of bed, opening the curtains, drinking water, taking prescribed medication as directed, eating something nourishing, praying one honest sentence, contacting a trusted person, or making an appointment with a qualified professional. These actions are not signs of weak faith. They are ways an organic human receives care. You are an embodied soul. Your spiritual, emotional, relational, and physical needs are connected. Wise support may include prayer, scripture, Christian community, pastoral care, counseling, medical evaluation, rest, movement, and practical assistance. Depression should not be treated as a personal failure or merely a lack of faith. When someone is unable to function, feels unsafe, or is thinking about self-harm or suicide, the situation requires immediate support from qualified professionals, emergency services, and trustworthy people who can remain present. Do not keep serious danger secret. In a heavy season, your new sentence might be, "This moment is painful, but it is not the whole story. God is near, even when I cannot feel his nearness. I do not have to carry this alone. By God's grace, I can take one faithful step. You do not need to manufacture happiness. You can bring your heaviness honestly to Jesus Christ and receive enough grace for the next step."